I mean, we just got to keep working on the fades. And, I mean, going against a great corner, he kind of widened me. I got to get a better release.
You talk about that going against, you know, I see Rogers Cromartie on one side, and you know, those are pretty good players. Did you feel like, you know, hey, I can do this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go against great guys in practice every day. Stephon Gilmore, Corey Graham, Leotis. So I feel like I can compete at the highest level. So, I mean, you see different things in how they play you. But at the same time, you just got to do your technique.
Did anything kind of surprise you from your first game, at least playing against another NFL defense that's not your own team?
They didn't show too much. First of all, they was mainly one high pressing every time, so really couldn't get the flow of the game. But you can tell that's a way more physical game. Those guys are there trying to get their hands on you, so you got to be physical, and you got to really go through your steps, and that's being physical and getting off the ball.
Do you have any butterflies at all? I mean, it's preseason, but it is NFL. Real NFL football?
Not at all. Once I'm on the field and have two or three plays, I'm fine. I wish I could have got a ball and got tackled. Then it would have been out the window. But can't wait till I catch a ball and get hit.
It looked like you had your guy beat on the slant when the ball got batted down. I think that would have been your catch.
Yeah, I think the DN did a great job just sitting there reading his eyes. And from what EJ seen and I seen, well, felt I could have probably had that slant. It would probably got 8 to 10 yards, but things happen.
Would you have the itch now? Do you have the itch to get back out there?
Of course. I can't wait to get back out there Friday. And, hopefully we play a little longer. It's up to the coaches, but we need to get back on the same page and have great practice and come out and be prepared Friday.